This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the one frozen Peter Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew and Mike Rakeman on 7-5 Radio. Check us out at 75radio.org, the number 75radio.org. I'm back on the telephone again. I'm at an after party for the exotic exhibition here in Washington, D.C. This is my first after party, and I'm outside, and the internet doesn't work, and it's 34 degrees. In other words, it's a typical Saturday night for Scoop Stanton. Walt, how are we doing tonight, sir?
Well, apparently not as good as you are tonight. So, you know, God bless you. Maybe you'll get a small part in a movie.
What kind of movie? But anyway.
Oh, that's how Ron Jeremy started.
Okay. Mike, how are we doing tonight?
I'm doing great, and Walt's right. It'll definitely be a small part.
What's that supposed to mean? You know, I'm not going to be like Gene Hackman or Clint Eastwood or Brad Pitt or something else.
More like Napoleon.
Nice. I'm freezing my ass off. My internet doesn't work, and you got jokes. Anyways, it is Saturday
Shrinkage.
Night. It is the – say again?
Shrinkage.
Yeah. Anyways, we want to say hello to all of our special listeners, including Little Billy Keebler and the men and alleged woman of the Yonadasa's New York Fire Department, also known as the Cellar Savers. Also, we want to say hello to New York's finest, New York's bravest, New York's boldest, all of our listeners on Long Island, especially in the 2nd Congressional District. First order of business, as always, is to read off the names of members of the law enforcement community who were murdered in the line of duty. And fortunately, this week we have no names to read off. However, today is December the 7th, 2024. We want to remember the 2,403 Americans who were killed by Japanese Imperial forces in Pearl Harbor, Hawaii. Mike and I call these people, we lost shipmates. Anyways, first story, the pardon heard around the world. After denying many times President Joe Biden would not, repeat not, pardon his son Hunter Biden for a gun crime and IRS violations, the Sunday after Thanksgiving, he flew back in from Nantucket, where none of us could afford to live or hang out, and he pardoned his son. And then, of course, everybody, including the mainstream crap media, like Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, and then KGP, who is a DEI hire, she says, no, I'm not going to apologize, even though she said time and time again, well, the president will not pardon the son. So anyways, that's, you know, the Biden crime finale for you. Personally, if it was my son, I would pardon him, but that's just me. But, you know, for this guy to go on and on and say, no, I'm not going to pardon him, then pardon him, you know, when everybody's coming back from Thanksgiving holiday, that just says a lot. Walt, what's the deal about the pardon heard around the world?
Well, you know, law, nobody's above the law. He's not going to interfere with the trial. He's not going to interfere. He's not going to pardon. He's going to respect the jury's decision. No, he's not going to pardon him. You know, he knew all along. Hunter was going to get pardoned one way or another, whether it was after the election had Biden stayed in and ran and won, or even after the election had Kamala won. Either way, he's going to get pardoned. Now, I think it was definitely going to be Kamala if she was elected. She would have pardoned him. That would have been a day one thing, she would have pardoned him. So, you know, it's a lie. In this respect, you can't say he flipped. Okay, it was an absolute lie because he had KGP saying this president is not going to pardon Hunter Biden, and you know all these people were saying it. You know, we really knew that he was going to get pardoned before January 20th. Everybody knew it, but he lied again right to our faces. And then he gives Angola $1 billion to fix their infrastructure and railroads and stuff because he likes trains. You know, guy's a nut job. But we don't want him to resign, you know, based on the 25th Amendment, because then you'll have Kamala in there and God knows who she's going to pardon. So, you know, he just proved the past 4 years was a total panty waste. Just unbelievably wrong. And those 70 million people that voted for Kamala, listen, idiote is all I could say, you know, right. just stupid. If they, you know, we came close to wanting more of this. Thank goodness we, the red pushed through, because we could never go through another 4 years of either Creepy Joe or Creepy Kamala. Just couldn't happen.
Right. Mike, what say you about the pardon heard around the world?
I don't think it's surprising at all. I don't think anybody's surprised by it, right? We all expected it. Whether, you know, Joe did it himself or Kamala won and she did it, either way, they were planning it the whole time. There was no doubt that they were going to do it. You know, and the fact that they made it so far-reaching, such a long time period, and it corresponds directly to when Ukraine got overturned by our deep state dirtbags in D.C., you know, to cover up all their crimes. So it's not just to help out his son. It's to cover up the whole Biden regime's family crimes.
Right. Now, have you guys heard about the potential pardons that Biden's going to
preemptive pardons.
Preemptive pardons.
How do you get... How do you get pardoned if you're not convicted of a crime? How do you get pardoned? I mean, it's like giving, you know, somebody free rein to just go ahead and start robbing banks if you're going to get preemptive pardoned. I know plea deals are part, you know, that, you know, crimes known and unknown, but those are already from that day back, not, you know. So if Liz Cheney decides to rob the First National Bank tomorrow, he can pardon her? Right. They are already giving preemptive pardons to all these criminals in New York City. You know, they're not going to lock anybody for jumping a turnstile. They're not going to lock people up for, you know, smashing grabs. It's just ridiculous.
Right. Mike, you're the last one to be in law enforcement out of the three of us. Can they actually do that, give a preemptive pardon for crimes that nobody's been charged or convicted of?
I don't see how you could. I don't see how you can give somebody a blanket pardon for something that hasn't been charged or anything else, especially because you're not acknowledging any particular incident or something like that. Just that to me seems completely, it's just not valid at all. I don't see how you do that. I think it's more of a pipe dream than anything else, quite honestly.
Right. And plus the people, you know, that rumored, of course, this is all, you know, rumors and leaks or whatever. Some of the people are Liz Cheney, Anthony Fauci, and other deep state people. You know, nobody, you know, from the military who were court martialed for doing the job that they were ordered to do, following the orders to the T. But it's going to be interesting. You guys know if Biden does these preemptive pardons, if the new president can overturn them?
I don't think so.
He can't overturn a pardon, but I don't know that you can actually preemptively pardon somebody. I don't see that being valid at all. I think the justice formula get it through.
Yeah, it's not constitutional to be in that, no. To do that, you know. you know, it's you know, people have to be a little more, you know, even myself on this. You know, I've been trying to find and look and seek, and I haven't found anything that mentions that a president or even a governor can preempt to pardon somebody who has a, you know, a questionable background or issue going on, you know, like Cheney and the rest of the crooks.
Okay, when we come back, we'll talk about somebody who should have a pardon and be let out of jail real quick, Daniel Penny. Also, we got a new sponsor and other news going on. This is Southern Fire Radio on Liberty News Radio Network.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing, and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting done staring at Danila's Instagram account. Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. Scoop Stanton with Walter Yurku and Mike Reichbrand. I am currently at Bourbon Boulevard in Chantilly, Virginia, at the Exotica Exhibition After Party. This is my very first after party, and I'm standing in the corner by myself. I did get some warmth. I am inside, thank God. Anyways, next story. Daniel Penny, a commuter going to school, ran into one Jordan Neely. Mr. Neely said he's willing to die. He don't care if you go to prison, and he's going to take some people with him, scaring the hell out of a whole bunch of commuters on that F train in New York. Mr. Penny, who is a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, felt his safety and the safety of others was in jeopardy, and he took it upon himself to restrain Jordan Neely, who then expired. So anyways, good news that the charge of manslaughter has been dropped against Daniel Penny. However, he is facing charges of negligent homicide. And today I was able to look at his confession at the Fifth Precinct with detectives, and he gave up his right to attorney. He spoke freely and talked about what he did. He didn't try to cover up anything. He said he felt that the guy was on some drugs, was going to do some something weird or something dangerous, so he took matters in his own hands. So anyways, my only thing is, like, who are these people on the jury? Do they even live in New York County? If anybody's been on the subway in the past 10, 15 years, you know, it's just like, it's just a you know what hole, a blank hole. And these people are crazy. They're high. They're panhandling. They're doing number one, number two, number three in the system. It's just a mess. Mike, what say you about Daniel Penny's charges of manslaughter being dropped?
Well, he shouldn't have been charged for anything at all to begin with. Trying to sustain any charges on a man, listen, there was obviously a clear and present danger presented by Neely's actions. He was obviously, you know, either high, deranged, whatever, but he was acting with, you know, serious threat and intent. And, you know, Daniel Penny stood up where most people would never stand up because they don't have that kind of heart or courage. He stood up to defend himself and defend other people on that train. What he did was heroic. It's not criminal. It's heroic. It's a shame that Mr. Neely died. I wish that death on anybody, but at the end of the day, he chose his actions. He put himself in that position, you know, and nothing that Daniel Penny did led to that man's death. He didn't choke him out. He didn't choke him to death. You know, it was, he restrained him, you know, that's it. This is a politically motivated, you know, trial, and it's insane. I mean, you get the prosecutor trying to make him out to be some kind of like psychopathic racist who went out to kill a black guy. Like, that's the furthest thing from the truth. And it's just not supported. When you look at the interrogation video they have from when the Fifth Precinct squad guys talk to him, he's, you know, clear, no. He's honest, he's sincere. Like, you know, this is not anything like what they're trying to make it out to be. That man should not have been charged at all.
Right. But Mike, I asked you the question first. You watched the video. Now,
yep.
How did the detectives act interrogating a Penny?
I mean, they pretty much, I think they would probably agree with what we're saying right now. They have a job to do. They're going to do their job. They have to find out what happened and why and all that. And they did that well. They were good. They were articulate. They were clear. To me, they were trying to elicit, you know, a response and exactly what actually happened, what the thought process was and what was really happening on the train and how it kind of, you know, played into the fact that, and he was obviously fearful and that Neely was obviously acting in an extremely deranged manner. So I think they played it in a way where they were expecting it to go a certain way, where there wouldn't be charges filed. But obviously, that's not where it came out to be.
Okay. And now, if you're one of the detectives sitting in that interview room, would you have charged Neely? I mean, correction, Penny?
No.
No?
No, I wouldn't charge him.
Right.
No.
Right. All right. That's what I thought. Well, what say you? Should Penny have taken the matter in his own hand, or just wait till New York's finest showed up and did maybe nothing?
I think he absolutely did the right thing. He did. You know, it brings me all the way back to about 12, 13, 14 years ago when we had this fella on our show. His name was Joey Lazito, and he stopped that Maxine Gelman, who already killed like five or six people. And if you remember, Joe got all cut up in his head and everything with a knife. And he subdued this guy and probably saved a whole bunch of lives on that subway that day. Okay. Now, in this case, same principle. Same principle. The man, you know, the man was spewing out stuff that was, you know, offensive. Then it got threatened, which, you know, cancels any kind of defense of his First Amendment right. It cancels any of that when he becomes threatening. And he took this guy down and held him down. And the guy struggled more and struggled more. And hey, you know, the guy was loaded with dope and other kinds of illegal narcotics. And he died. And like Mike said, you know, ain't nobody antagonized this guy. He just started going ballistic. And with his history of mental health and numerous arrests for various crimes, bad things happen to people, period. Whether you're a good or a bad person, bad things can happen to you. And I believe Mr. Penny did exactly what he should have done. It's something that I would have done, you would have done, Mike would have done. And I believe that there shouldn't have been any charges. However, you know, on the flip side, is what I say time and time again. If you get involved in some type of legal incident, keep your mouth shut.
100%.
Okay? Ask two questions. Do you want me to make a statement, and are you trying to charge me with something? And as soon as a detective says, well, we just want to know your side of the story, you say, I'll tell it to my lawyer and be done with it. Because he kind of shoveled his own grave without knowing it, because the district attorney's office, and we know how liberal they are, they will pick, you know, words and construe them in such a manner where Mr. Penny, they would think Mr. Penny knew that he was killing this guy. And that's why he is where he is. And the judge dismissing the top charge of manslaughter because the jury came back, hung on a decision, hung on a verdict. The manslaughter charge would have, if he was found not guilty of the manslaughter charge, everything else goes away. But this judge chose to eliminate the manslaughter charge and go with the negligent homicide. Now, negligent homicide carries 1 1/3 to 4 years in jail. That's the max. Okay. It's just horrible that the negligence part of it, as we all know from our academy training, negligence is knowing that you're doing an action that could result in somebody's death or serious physical injury. Okay. Now, he was trained as a Marine, so he knows what a choke, you know, could do and can't do. You know, if he was, if Neely was, if they were abroad and Mr. Penny was Marine Penny, and this happened on the battlefield, he'd receive a medal for saving his platoon from this character. Now, it's just unfortunate that we're in this predicament because we're all behind him, and like Scoop said, don't know what this jury was thinking when they can't come to a conclusion on that, on the original manslaughter charge. Nobody knows now, but we will when this is over, what the ratio was. You know, was it 11 to 1 in favor of not guilty? You know, was it the other way? Was it half and half? Because it's just unbelievable when something is cut and dry and people just, I don't know, for 15 minutes of fame, you know, I just don't get it. I just don't get it. The poor guy, he's going through hell. You know, he put his life on the line for his country and put his life on the line for his country in that subway car. And he's getting the screws put to him.
Right. Mike, any final thoughts?
Well, it's exactly right. Don't speak to the detectives. They might not be against you, but they're not going to help you. Just don't talk to them without talking to your lawyer, period, flat out. You know,
right.
Especially if you're going to get involved something like that.
Right, but unfortunately, Penny didn't know any better. You know, he's just thinking, okay, these guys are on my side, but, you know, we know better because we all been on both sides of that table. But, you know, and then what's worse, you got, you know, somebody like Al Sharpton saying, well, Daniel Penny was a Michael Jackson impersonator just going about his business. No, he was a menace. And, you know, and fortunately, people are turning off the TV, switching on MSNBC because he's full, you know what? Al Sharpton doesn't ride the subway. But anyways, when we come back, I talk about our newest sponsor. Also, we might have workings of a new co-host for 7-5 Radio. And yours truly is at an after party. This is, stay tuned, everybody. This is 7-5 Radio on Liberty News Radio Network. Take it away, boys.
Your daily Liberty News Wire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
If your approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them, you know, feel better for a few hours only to have the pain return and then repeat the cycle all over again, it's time to try Relief Factor. And the good news is Relief Factor makes that easy. Their three-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it. How? Well, its unique formula of ingredients helps support your body's response to inflammation. Relief Factor was developed by doctors. It's 100% drug-free. And for so many people, the results are game-changing, even life-changing. So give it a try. Right now, their three-week quick start is just $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. See how in a few weeks or even days, Relief Factor can reduce your pain. When you feel better, life is just better. So don't mask pain. Fight it naturally with Relief Factor.
A new study indicating the green revolution is about to leave behind a super colossal pile of junk.
Solar power, the solar panels, the wind turbine blades, lithium batteries, there's going to be a massive amount of trash, and it's starting in a number of years for all of those items because they only last 10 or 20 years.
Chris Edwards of the Cato Institute says they're not recycled, which means a clean energy dump site may be coming to a neighborhood near you. He adds his research shows the junk pile of clean energy leftovers won't take long to get here.
Windmill blades are made of fiberglass, not recycled. Lithium batteries, not recycled. Solar PV panels, not recycled. So there's going to be massive piles and landfills of all those supposedly green energy source products.
Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Now, the government has ordered testing of the nation's milk supply for bird flu, that to better monitor the spread of the virus when it comes to dairy cows. The Agriculture Department says raw or unpasteurized milk from dairy farms and processors nationwide must be tested whenever requested, and that will start on December the 16th. Testing will begin first off in just six states. A 7.0 magnitude earthquake striking in what's known as California's earthquake country. U.S. Geological Survey this week says at least 5.3 million people in Oregon and California were under a tsunami warning after briefly Thursday following that quake. There were no reports, however, of any major damage or injuries. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com.
Mr. President.
Senator from Kentucky.
Reserving the right to object, I lived for 4 months in Asheville, worked at the VA hospital, so I have fond feelings for Western North Carolina. But the thing is the reason why we won't do this in a responsible way is because the Senate voted to send all your money to Ukraine. I mean, they voted to send $200 billion to Ukraine. I've been all over the mountains of Appalachia when I ask people, would you rather that your senators take care of you here in Asheville or here in Pikeville, here in Appalachia, or would you rather them send your money to Ukraine? I don't get anybody wanting to send a penny to Ukraine. Look, you can have all kinds of sympathy in the world for Ukraine, a hostility towards Russia being the aggressor nation, but we don't have the money. We're $2 trillion in the hole. Interest this year is going to be $1 trillion. And as far as passing this, I'm willing to let it pass today. He's going to object to passing his own bill today simply because it gets paid for. I'm willing to let the bill pass, but take some of the fluff and boondoggle subsidies from the Green New Deal and put it into here. The money's sitting here. We put it into here for disasters. We help Asheville today.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by six corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
We'll be right back.
you're still listening, here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we're back finally. Scoop Stant with Walter Yerkew and Mike Reichbrandt. I am back outside at Bourbon Boulevard in Chantilly, Virginia. Zatica exhibition after party. Started playing some hip hop music, so I had to step outside. You know, you think once in a while some of these DJs would play some Marshall Tucker Band. Anyways, we got some good news. 7-5 Radio is a proud affiliate to our newest sponsor, Mammoth Nation. You see them on Fox, you see them on Newsmax, but we are an affiliate from Mammoth Nation. They are a sponsor. What's Mammoth Nation? They are a website that has vendors for goods and services, mostly based in the U.S., that are vetted for conservative causes. Just think about, like, our people selling products that we want to us. These are pro-American, American first, American-based companies. They are not woke companies. And I told them, I asked them to hit them up for sponsor, and they on Liberty News Radio is peanuts. So we can help you make a lot more money. So folks, go to 75radio.org and click on Mammoth Nation. Now, think about Mammoth Nation. They vet America first businesses. If you have, if you outsource or you're woke, you won't be a part of their network. Now, they do charge a membership fee, but that's for operating expenses, supporting conservative causes and candidates running for public office, and to pay 7-5 Radio. Well, you can think of Mammoth Nation sort of like Amazon for conservatives. And I talked to Frankie and Mike. They couldn't be more down-to-earth guys. And they had to vet us, because if we had a woke agenda or we didn't agree with them, they wouldn't want to do business with us. So I'm very, very proud to work with these people. I mean, because we talk about all these different companies like Bud Light, Jaguar, Miller Brewing, Coca-Cola, Pepsi-Cola, Chase Bank, all these just companies that they push their morality, their version of morality, or their idea of morality down our throats, and meanwhile they make their products overseas in either sweatshops or in slave labor camps. Literally, we're talking about Apple computers. So anyways, we couldn't be happier with Mammoth Nation. Folks, go to the website, click on Mammoth Nation, and start buying. Now, you know, they got fees for as low as $5 a month. You're going to save more than $5 a month in your first purchases, because they fight for when they work with the vendors, they want to get a good deal for their people, because you're paying money for Mammoth Nation. But couldn't be any happier. Hopefully this is a long partnership. And speaking of which, folks, if you have a product or service you want to get on 7-5 Radio, because our listeners are loyal. I'm either cold, had too much to drink, but send us an email, because the rates are ridiculous. Because when I told the rates that the man with Nation is like, dude, we spend thousands of dollars for minutes. Your rates are ridiculous. But I was like, yeah, but they're worth it, because again, you're going to get a lot of bang for your buck on Liberty News Radio Nation. Well, what say you about our first official sponsor for 7-5 Radio?
My limo needs to be waxed.
Your limo. Well, okay. We'll go to mammothnation.com and look for a service for car service. But they also sell car wax. They got appliances. You get a healthcare plan. You get vitamins. You get medication. Auto parts. Sporting goods, ammunition, tactical gear. I mean, based on, you know, whatever law is in your state. But anyways, yeah. Or maybe you can get a new
The car bar needs to be replenished. So tell them
what?
My car bar needs to be replenished, and it needs to be waxed and detailed.
You know, how is it, like, I can't afford to get a decent computer, but meanwhile you got Stretch Keel with the full service bar and whatnot. I mean, who's balancing the books here? Anyways.
Well, it's dirty and it's empty. So what good is it? So get them to get on the ball and do that for me.
But I mean, I had to come over here in my bucket and I got to buy my own drinks and my HP computer is a piece of crap. I should have got a Chrome.
Well, you're at the Exotic Awards. I hope you brought your penicillin.
But like as usual, just about every other function, unless I'm with Danelle or Ed, it's all dudes. I mean, anyways, Mike, what say you about our new sponsor?
They're amazing. It's an amazing company. If you're listening, if you're hearing this, then you really need to switch over from this to Amazon, because stop giving your money to woke companies that are going to use that money against you to take all your rights and just crap on you every chance they get. You know, put your money where your mouth is and get on board with these guys. They're absolutely amazing.
Thank you, Mike. And I should call Vinny and Mike, see if they got to ship alcohol to Walton, Tennessee, and have a car wax with a Stretch Kia. Jeez, how the hell we got Stretch Kia? Why can't you have like an American limousine by Lincoln and Cadillac? Say what?
I said, oh, well.
Right, but anyways, folks, if you go to the website, click on us, and go check out Mammoth Nation. We can help Walter replenish the bar and the Stretch Kia and the coat of wax. Meanwhile, I got my 10-year-old car that just hit 183,000 miles on it. But anyways, moving right along. Next story, talk about cars again. In Northwest Washington, D.C., no area is safe. What am I talking about? Last week I talked about my car being stolen and recovered in the hood. But anyways, in Northwest D.C., in Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen's neighborhood, car thieves went to that neighborhood, started trying to boost cars. And Secretary Yellen's Secret Service detail fired back and missed. And I say, bad on you, Secret Service, because if Gary Byrne was still with the Secret Service Uniform Division, it would have been a different outcome, because Gary's that damn good. But it's just like we said last week, if you get more of what you vote for. And the mayor, she doesn't support the cops. She still has Black Lives Matter painted on 16th Street Northwest, right in front of the White House. This is during Trump and the George Floyd fiasco. And you have a U.S. attorney who doesn't prosecute 67% of the cases brought to him. That's not 60% clearance rate or 67% conviction rate. That's 60%, 67% of the time, your case will not see the light of day. They'll just dismiss it just because of, well, first of all, sheer incompetence of NPD's crime lab, because that was decertified. So in terms of evidence, it has to be processed by a lab outside of the district. But just the U.S. attorney in the district is just a soft on crime type of guy. And hopefully Donald Trump replaces him first. Forget everything else. He needs to go. And Mayor Bowser just is absolutely clueless. She's more worried about opening a pool or a statue or a mural for former Mayor Marion Barry, or she's worried about getting people come into the district to spend some money. Well, if your city is a blank hole, nobody's going to come. And that's one of the reasons why, all these government employees, they don't want to – they're still at home, because it's much better to do your work at home than wake up, drive to the train station, get on the metro, which is, just like the New York City system. You got all sorts of degenerates doing all sorts of things. And then the trains break down. The trains are dirty. They go to work, and they get harassed by some guy either going to the bathroom in the street or panhandling for money or harassing you, and then turn around and do it at 5 o'clock in the evening. So nobody wants to do that. So you get more what you subsidize. That's what you get for voting Democrats. So even Janet Yellen's neighbors aren't safe, people boosting their cars. Mike, what say you about the crime situation in the district?
It's not surprising, right? You can take woke policies and you don't prosecute any crime, you got to expect crime to explode. there's no punishment. There's no consequence for doing it. So why not do it, right? And it amazes me that anybody thinks that, you know, this is somehow going to go differently. It's amazing.
Right. And what they say, Sandy is like expecting the same, doing the same thing and expecting different results.
Exactly.
Well, if you were the chief of police in the district, how would you handle the business?
Old school.
Right. All right. We come back. We'll talk about 75 Radio's possible new co-host. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back. I need to get warm. Bye.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Attention collectors and savvy investors. We are excited to announce a momentous evolution in our journey. Introducing Free Water Coin Company, formerly known as Rust Coin and Gift. This rebranding takes us back to the very roots of where it all began, Free Water, Oregon. It's a tribute to the legacy of Al Rust and a celebration of three generations of dedication and excellence in the world of coins and precious gifts. Al, Brian, and Jake Rust, standing strong through 64 years of service. Discover a world of exceptional service at Freewater Coin Company, your premier destination for genuine, honest money and precious gifts. Under Brian's expert guidance, Freewater Coin Company, building on the legacy of Rust Coin and Gift, continues its tradition of trust and excellence. Visit us at our Provo, Utah location. Explore our treasures online at rustgoldandsilver.com or call us at 801-377-1574. Freewater Coin Company, where your future is built one honest coin at a time.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
This is 75 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
And we are back. Usually at this point, I would be looking at our spokesmodel, Danella Rodriguez's Instagram account at danella.fitnessmodel. But here at Bourbon Boulevard, I was waiting to get another drink, which I failed. So I'm out here again, but anyways, check out Danella.fitnessmodel. I'm at this after party for the Erotica exhibition, and she is modeling at the French Embassy in Northwest D.C. So anyway, not surprising that both of us are at the whatever locations we're at. But anyways, Pete Hegseth, Donald Trump's nominee for Secretary of Defense. Now, we here at 75 Radio looked at the stories, the allegations about Pete Hegseth. He has been involved in a couple of two failed marriages. There's allegations of alcohol abuse. He comes to work with booze on his breath. And there's also allegations of sexual improprieties. Now, we here at 75 Radio have done a lot of research, a lot of soul search, and a lot of deep thinking. And we've come to the conclusion that Pete Hegseth has checks unwanted ride in the back of a police car on the 75 Radio bingo card. He too can be a co-host for 75 Radio. Anyways, Walt, what say you about Pete Hegseth's bingo card?
It looks like he's had the round robin. So, what's that thing? shouldn't live in a glass house. People have pasts, people have presents, and people have futures. And it's not always going to be like a Boy Scout or an altar boy or along those lines. I mean, it's just impossible, unless you're a monk that lives in a monastery somewhere. And even then, I'm sure there's dirt. But, what's his qualifications, for Lord's sake? What's his qualifications? I just don't like the idea that everybody all of a sudden they say, they come up 20 years later and said, oh, here's so-and-so did this to me at a party, but I can't remember where the party was. Does that story sound familiar? So it's just unbelievable what happens to people when they are put up for a big title, an important job, within government, whether it's, state, city, local, it doesn't matter. Everybody's got dirt under their fingernails. I don't care who you are. So if the guy can do this job and you can't prove that he did these things that people are saying, then the guy's got to have a job.
Right. Mike, what say you? Do you think Pete Hegseth is 7.5 radio material?
Yeah, 100% 7.5 material. I think he would enjoy making fun of you as much as me and Walt do. And he's 100% qualified for that job. The guy's a warfighter. He knows what it takes to get things done. He knows what it feels like to be on the ground, firing those shots in anger, being fired upon. He gets it. He understands it. He knows how the whole process works and how our system works. He's a perfect man for that job. And everything else is just their nonsense, trying to tear him down. There's nothing more than the establishment trying to get rid of somebody they know is going to kind of cut off the graft.
Right. And so, hopefully Pete Hegseth, I'm just kidding about, Bobby. Hegseth sounds like somebody I'd like to hang out with because, some of us have, all those things checked off. But anyways, but he is qualified. Of course, they're digging dirt up on him. They dug dirt on Kennedy. They're digging dirt on Tulsi Gabbard because they don't, want these people. But, look at Biden's and Obama's appointments. Nobody dug dirt up on them. And they got in and they just totally tore up this country. So, and Donald Trump, to his credit, sticking with them, says, yep, I still stick with Pete. So hopefully these rhinos in the Senate confirm him. But here's the thing. They're not going to be – Heck, I doubt Hegseth is going to be sending our boys overseas to every little skirmish to help the military-industrial complex. I'm sure Lindsey Graham will vote no, because I'm sure he's got tons of stock with Northrop Grumman and Boeing and General Electric, so on and so forth. But anyways, while I have a little time left, just want to thank the people at the Exotica Expo here in Chantilly, Virginia, for treat me like a rock star. I had a very good time. A couple notes real quick. About 20% of the people in there were female. I'm not talking about the exhibitors or the talent. I'm talking about the participants, people who bought a ticket. And they were dressed to kill also. A lot of people were doing their version of social media on different websites. Charbates was one. What is another one? I didn't write that down. But they were live streaming, and they only could live stream but so much, because the laws in the Commonwealth of Virginia says you can't have full nudity. I got a free hat. My freecams.com guy was throwing off some free stuff. Before I got my free winter hat, which I wish I bought because it was about 32 degrees, I'll freeze my ass off. I got hit in the head with a fanny pack. I was writing down something on my little pad I'm holding in my hand, and a fanny pack hit me in the head. There's also some seminar series for people that want to, get jiggy with it. And a lot of people doing live content, a lot of porn stars. Pornography or adult actresses, but overall it was a pretty good time. I came in by myself and left by myself, but I did meet one adult entertainer. God, that was freezing. Her name was name? Ashley X. She really beautiful lady. I guess she also does aesthetics, kind of like what Danella does, but she's also a in the adult entertainment industry. And she couldn't have been any nicer. And I put a picture of her on Instagram, but kudos for her just for your hospitality, because a lot of these women, they wanted tips. Like, oh, can I take a picture? Well, I want a tip. Well, I'm with the media. I'm doing a radio show. You want a shout out? Well, no. So anyway, so that's about that. So anyways, before we go, does anybody have anything to say about my experience here at the Erotica Exposition without any jokes?
No, all I have is jokes.
All right, well, you first. What do you got for yours truly at this exhibit?
Nothing without jokes.
If you got jokes, just your jokes.
I wouldn't do that to you on the air.
No, well, there's the first. Mike, what do you say about yours truly at the getting in as a member of the media at this exotic exhibition in D.C.?
Well, they gave you a media pass, but I thought it was your VIP membership to them that got you in the door. Maybe I'm mistaken. Anyway, the fanny pack was a message from God. He's trying to tell you something.
What's God trying to tell me? Wear the fanny pack?
It basically, yeah, just wear the fanny pack. Let the world know what you really are. All right? Just,
right.
You know, but, complete the puzzle.
You know, yeah, it was really laid back. People just behaved themselves. Except there's one guy came in with just wearing a trench coat, and he was turned away. But luckily, I had a change of clothes in the car, so I changed appropriately. But anyways, all right, well, you have any jokes for the last couple of minutes?
Well, I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out why your computer didn't work. My people jammed up with exotic stuff.
Exotic content, but
you got to clean it out sometimes, you know.
I brought it brand new, and so I'm.
I hear all the sites can have viruses attached to them. Imagine how many viruses you have both in your computer and in your pants.
But I don't use a computer for that. I use it just for doing research and doing broadcasting. And apparently the only place I can do it is at the spacious and tastefully decorated Stanton household. So anyways. So
maybe you'll head out to Vegas and go to the MILF convention or something.
Right. But so you know the jokes other than my computer's a piece of junk. But,
well, you know, why don't you just open up your own, you know, website, you know, Dad Bod International or something.
Nice. But there's a couple of content creators for one of the websites. There's dudes wearing like their boxer shorts. I was like, okay, I guess there's something for everybody on the worldwide webs. But I had a good time. Nothing too shocking. This one girl, I forgot her name, she was doing striptease, and she literally had a staple gun. I'm like, oh, this ought to be good. She literally stapled many stockings on her body. And the first thing I thought was ECW. Every follow wrestling, like, the past 25, 30 years, Extreme Championship Wrestling used staple guns in some of the matches. But anyways, for Walter Yerkew, this and Mike Rakeback, this is Peter Scoop Stanton reminding you, you can make a difference. Go out and make it. See you next week. I'm getting warm.
Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.